made to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine, good day, sunshine, good day, sunshine. Then we beneath a shady tree, I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Good morning. My name is Teresa Belden, and I'm honored to serve on your Board of Trustees. Welcome to all those in our sanctuary and everyone online this morning. Our services are at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime on demand or on our website or on YouTube. Today after our service, there's a few things going on. Reverend Pat will host coffee, tea, and Reverend Pat. You can join him for a casual get-to-know-you chat and learn more about Unity. Cassidy Meeks hosts a youth and family ministry open house. You can check out the youth spaces upstairs and learn more about the spiritual opportunity for kids. Refreshments will be served. If you're interested in serving as a prayer, a Unity prayer chaplain, visit our leaders in the meditation room following the service. And tonight at 7 o'clock, join us in the upper parking lot to walk our new labyrinth and celebrate the fall equinox. This coming Wednesday, Ned Worrell leads a sound and silence drumming workshop at 7 p.m. And if you're interested in joining our healing ministry, attend a healing orientation on Wednesday, September 27th. Our community is supporting a Habitat for Humanity project in the Bryn Mawr neighborhood, September 26th through the 28th. And it's almost fall book study time. This year's book is Trusting Change by Karen Hearing. Books are available in the bookstore. Contact Reverend Tony if you'd like to lead a book study group. And Keys to the Kingdom, our fall prosperity class, begins October 3rd. We've got a powerful teaching team of Reverend Pat and Nancy Merritt. You'll find details for in your bulletin on the church website, the Facebook page, or our weekly e-newsletter. You can also call or email our church office. And now join Reverend Pat in our opening prayer.
Join me in our opening prayer. I invite you, if you would, just to gently close your eyes, closing out the outside world. And just exhale, release, let go of anything that's on your mind right now. Any concerns, just set them aside. And bring your attention to this time and this place for the next hour or so. Open your hearts and your minds to new ideas, to a greater presence of God, to a greater presence of God's awareness within you. Just open your heart to that right now. And today we are so grateful that we know this divine presence within. Known by many names, that we know this divine presence within is guidance and light. And that we have all the wisdom we need, all the wisdom in the world within us And for that, we are grateful. So we open our hearts, our minds to this light and allow it to guide and direct us. And we surrender again and again and again. Surrender, letting go. And together, we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. And yet again, thank you, God. Let's applaud this day, okay? We invite you to stand if you're able to do so as we sing, Here Comes the Sun.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. It's all right. Little darling, the smiles are returning to their faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
We have some guests today, in addition to our fabulous, wonderful band.
Very true. It's great to have Connie Evenson back, isn't it? You know, she did an entire album of different takes on Beatles tunes called Let It Be Jazz. So look it up. It's really cool. And look who's back again.
Aww,
Jordan Headley.
Jordan.
The multi-instrumentalist Jordan Headley.
And of course, Pete and Dave and Laurie. Our standby, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you here. You know, the presence of God is everywhere. And when I'm in this sanctuary and it's empty, I'm still aware of the presence of God. But when you are here, I am so aware of that. Why? Because you bring that presence of God within you to this place. And I am so grateful that you've chosen to spend part of your day with us today. You know, Unity is an open and welcoming, inclusive community, and we teach practical teachings that help us to live meaningful and healthy and prosperous lives. One of our core values here is that of welcoming. So please allow us to welcome you today. So if you are a guest, please just take your courage, it doesn't take much, in your hand, and raise your hand as I raise my hand. We got courage out there already. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. That packet of information that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a card in there if you choose to fill out any part of that card. And turn that into our book desk. We have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you that wonderful one-on-one personal welcome. We also welcome those that are live streaming with us today. We're grateful that you are here. And we invite you, if this is the first time with us, or you feel like you're new, fill out that contact card that's available to you, and someone from our staff will reach out and connect with you. All of that's important, but yet one of the most important things that I say on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold that divine presence within you. Let's appreciate our guests again. Yes. Now then, let's affirm together our vision statement. It's in your order of service. Let's affirm together. Together, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. And again, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. In the reading of our daily word.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. After the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written request. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is joy. God's joy blesses each day of my life. The aroma of my favorite foods from childhood brings a happy memory to mind. Hearing the voice of a dear one warms my heart. Looking upon a newborn's face for the first time evokes a feeling words can't even describe. While the giddy excitement of a child's joy may now be a memory, the joy I know today still delights me. Each day I embrace more completely the joy of knowing I am a living expression of God. God's life lives as me. God's wisdom is within me, my guide to a deepening and understanding of myself and the world around me. The love I share with people who are dear to me is God's love. Living in each heart and expressing as each of us, what greater joy could there be? In 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always. And the word for today is joy.
Times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Invite you just to take a deep breath. Let it be. Let it be. Let it all just be, even for just a little while. Please join me in a time of quiet reflection. Allow yourself to become comfortable, relaxing your body and mind. Take a few deep and deliberate breaths and feel yourself moving within, moving from your head to your heart space. Focus on your breath, gently inhaling and exhaling. Feel yourself moving within. Scan your body and let go of any tension that you may find. Quiet your thoughts and mind. Simply be present. Simply be. Find the stillness within. Find the stillness within. The words, let it be, are just another way of saying, allow what is. Surrender to the moment. It is a gentle peace, peace through acceptance. It's also referred to as the art of allowing, or the practice of loving what is. It is a spiritual practice of being the unattached observer, as the Buddha teaches. Our master teacher Jesus tells us, peace, be still. Continuing to relax even deeper as you focus on within. Imagine for a while just allowing whatever is to simply be. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to fix. Breathe into that image. Mother Mary represents the ideal, the divine expression of perfect compassion and nurturing love. Now imagine the feelings of surrendering into the arms of perfect compassion and that nurturing love. Feel that deep sense of connection and safety. Feel yourself being nurtured and caressed by perfect love and compassion. Feel a deep sense of well-being birthing within you. Feel these feelings consume your body, mind, and spirit. We now take a few moments to simply rest, resting in the stillness, in the quiet, resting within, in the silence. I invite you to gently, gently return from within, returning to this time and place, returning with a greater willingness of allowing whatever is to simply be, returning with a deeper knowing that love, peace and connection are always available within, knowing that all we long for, all we desire is always within. And so it is.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me.
Nothing's gonna change.
So, Laurie, this song was released in 1970, and I don't remember that song, actually, from the Beatles. It was new to me I was supposed to memorize all 200 that they had come out with, but I missed that one along the way, and so I really had to do a little research on this song, and I'm really curious, it's beautiful for the service today. Why did you select that song?
The way they do it is very different. And so when I hear it calmly, like a meditation, like being quiet and going like, what am I doing? Kind of that place. And I did some research, and who knows all of the reasons why John Lennon came up with it. But from a few really verified sources, the story goes that he was in a really bad patch, like with the Beatles, and he felt overweight, and he felt he wasn't doing well, and his marriage was in the process of dissolving. And he was laying in bed, and Cynthia, his wife at the time, was just talking to him, and he went, oh my God, I can't even hear what she's saying. Words are flowing endlessly. She was just talking words. And so he got up, and he wrote down the lyrics, most of the lyrics to this song. And so how I interpret it as sometimes it's so loud around us that we don't hear anything. And we might be in a place where, like, what am I doing? So there's all this stuff. And I also hear the song as kind of a dichotomy. Jai Guru Deva, it's like the guru teaches you divinity and to be quiet. And so you can take it here like, nothing's going to change my world. I am solid. I am strong. Or over here, nothing's going to change my world because I'm so lost in chaos. So it's a great combination of that quietness when you feel like, I have no idea what I'm going to do, or you go, I'm exactly just great. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Thank you, Laurie. Thank you. And I agree, Laurie, you know, it's like he had this argument with his wife, he couldn't sleep, he went downstairs, he started to meditate, these words came to him, transcendental meditation was really influential in his life at that time, and these words, he says, were not his, they flowed through him. Can you relate to that? Of course you can. And this is what I found also when I was doing a little research. McCartney says, at one of the conferences, Lennon described his own belief by quoting the Bishop Woolridge saying, not as an old man in the sky, I believe that what people call God is something in all of us. Something in all of us. And when he made that statement, he got a tremendous amount of kickback on that as well. Some fluff. He didn't necessarily like it. When I looked at the words of this song, and I went in deeper and said, you know, what does these words mean to us? But listen to that first verse. Words are flowing out like endless rain in a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. That's our teaching. Don't we know the power of words? We teach that. And once that word is gone, it is creative. It is creative. And it goes across the universe. But also, we understand this. Like a boomerang sometimes, those words come back to us as well. So the words of peace and joy, they come back to us. And their anger and upset, those two come back. And I like the fact that he says, nothing's going to change my world. I believe that he's referring to this inner world that we live in. You know, you live in two worlds, right? You live, well kind of we do. You know, there's an outer world that we're experiencing right now, but there's also that inner world that we experience. And no one, absolutely no one, can go into that inner world but you. And in that inner world is your soul. In that inner world is the consciousness behind your skin. In that inner world, my dear friends, is the expansion. And I believe, again, as I've said many times on this platform, I believe that we come into this incarnation for the reason to expand that soul, to expand that soul. So that inner world, nothing is going to change it. Nothing going to change it. And then he talks about light. And that next verse is, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. So not only are our words creative, but our thoughts are creative too. You know, our thoughts are creative. And so again, he's right into what nothing's going to change it. And he goes on to talk about laughter. He goes about talking about limitless, undying love, which shines around the million stars. He calls on the universe, on the universe. And of course, as I was reflecting, I probably didn't know this in 1970, as I was probably just too busy trying not to go to Vietnam in 1970. You know, but again, I was not in this place of spirituality. I was in that help, I need somebody place. You know, I was not in that place I was not in this teaching. I was not in this teaching. But I give thanks, you know, I give thanks that the Beatles did this. Aren't you great? Aren't they great? Oh my gosh. So today's lesson title is, what is today's lesson title, Pat? It is The Long and Winding Road. But before I get into the long and winding road this morning, I want to share with you, each and every Sunday morning, I get a little ditty in my email box. And this came because it says, old age is coming at a really bad time. And I'm not putting old age down, because we're doing a great class on Thursday morning, and that's Spiritual Keys to Aging or Eldering. We're having a great time in that class. It's open to everyone. Thursday mornings at 10:30 in person. But old age is coming at a really bad time. When I was a child, I thought nap time was a punishment. Now as a grown-up, it just feels like a small vacation. The biggest lie I tell myself is, I don't need to write that down. I'll remember it. Yes. And I love this one. If God wanted me to touch my toes, God would put them on my knees. I'm going to retire and live off my savings. Not sure what I'll do the second week. I gotta go. I'm sorry. Please, I'll probably get kicked back on this myself. I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 5 years in a row. I decided to change calling the bathroom the John, and I renamed it Jim. I feel so much better saying I went to the gym this morning. And last year I joined a support group for procrastinators. We haven't met yet. And why do I have to press 1 for English? when they're going to get transferred to someone that I can't understand anyway. So anyway, wow, that's I appreciate that. So today's lesson is the long and winding road. And of course, the winding, it was also released in 1970 as their final single. This was their final single before they broke up. And The Long and Winding Road by Paul McCartney, he says, the long and winding road that leads you to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here, leads me to your door. And I believe that whatever we're going through in life, whatever we're going through, initially there's something that leads us back within, that leads us back inside to look for that guidance and that wisdom. And I believe what he is referring to right now is that door or that God presence known by many names. In the wild and windy night that the rain washed away, he left a pool of tears crying for the day. Why leave me standing here? Let me know the way. How many times have we stopped and we're hurting and we say, God, for goodness sakes, tell me the way. What do I do next? So I love this humanity here, and that he too is looking for guidance. Many times I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Wow, he just opens his heart. Anyway, you'll never know the many ways I've tried. I've been hurt. I've been alone. I've been in breakups. We've been through what the outer world seems to throw our way from time to time. And still they lead me back to that long and winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago. Don't leave me waiting here. Lead me to the door. Show me what to do, how to do it. And still they lead me back to the long and winding road. Lead me back to the long and winding road. I Googled and looked up the meaning of what someone else might interpret the song as. And the one that I really related to was a website called, so I want to give them credit for this information. It was, and maybe I related to it for a reason. It says the website is old time music, you know? And so I thought to myself, is this really old-time music? I don't feel like it's old-time music. Anyway, The Long and Winding Road was written by Paul McCartney, who stated that the song was inspired by a drive he took through Scotland. The winding roads and the beauty of the countryside inspired him to write about the twists and the turns of life. The lyrics of The Long and Winding Road are a metaphor for life's journey. The song talks about the ups and downs, the twists and turns, and the challenges that we all face along the way. In the opening line, McCartney sings, the long and winding road that leads to the door. Here the road is a metaphor for the journey of life, and the door represents the destination or the end goal that we strive for. And I have a little different interpretation for that. For me, the goal, that door, represents the guidance that I want. The guidance that I want in my own life. The chorus of the song is particularly poignant with lyrics, don't leave me waiting here, not knowing what to do, lead me to your door. And these lines speak to the desire of guidance and support and the need for someone to lead us through the challenges of life. The song goes on to talk about the difficulties and the struggles that we all face with lines like, many times I've been alone and many times I've cried. These lyrics capture the loneliness and the sadness that we all feel at times, but we also reflect the resilience and the strength that comes from overcoming these challenges. Based on other comments McCartney has made, author Howard Soares writes, the lyrics can be seen as McCartney expressing his anguish at the direction of his personal life, as well as what was going on with the Beatles at that time. McCartney recalled, I just sat down at the piano in Scotland, started playing, and came up with that song. Imagine it was going to be done by someone like Ray Charles. I have always found inspiration in the calm beauty of Scotland, and again, it proved the place where I found inspiration. And of course, there was a lot of controversy when this song was released. A lot of controversy because what was added to it, someone added all the orchestra in the background to it. And it was simply written. It was just simply written as piano in a very simple verse. But when it came out in 1970, Paul was so upset about it. In fact, it was in an interview in 2018, McCartney reflected on the legacy of the song, saying, "It was great thrill to write something that became partly of the national consciousness. If something I've written has affected someone in a good way, then I'm very, very happy about it." And despite the controversy surrounding the arrangements, the song remained one of the Beatles' most beloved hits and serves as a reminder of the enduring legacy of the band. McCartney himself said, "The long and winding road that led to the Beatles was a great ride. And we as fans continue to be grateful for the incredible music that they created along the way." Again, I think that this long and winding road is a pull back into our interior world. And we all go there. We all want to, whether we realize it or not, we all live between these two worlds. There's a book that I haven't quoted from in a long time. The author is Joel S. Goldsmith. Anyone's heard of Goldsmith before? Oh, I love it. I love it. Mr. Goldsmith was a New Thought author, and he lived between 1949 and 64. He died 72 years young. And so he wrote hundreds of books, hundreds. And his thing mainly was knowing the presence and surrendering to the presence of God within. That's what each and every book seems to be about. It's also, he talked tremendously about the kingdom of God within. Let me share something he says. "We all have the kingdom of God locked up within us, but we are not sharing it enough. Even we who are sharing it in a small degree should not fool ourselves. It's only a tiny bit, just a grain. None of us has really learned how to give fully and completely and thereby demonstrate life eternal for himself. We will not demonstrate life eternal. We will not demonstrate health. We will not demonstrate abundant supply until we have learned how to open out a way of the imprisoned splendor to escape." He goes on to say, meditation. Now, when I grew up, we used that word meditation in the Baptist church. It was just not used. Meditation is the way, and the reason is that when a problem arises, we once have accepted the fact that the answer lies within us. That will compel us to meditate. It will compel us for a moment, at least to close our eyes. He says, "All right," this is something, and I love this. "All right, Father, all right, God," already many names. "Here's a problem, and the answer is within me. What must I do to bring it forth? What must I give? What must I share? What have I in my house? What is within me?" Soon the answers begin to come, because they are within us, and now we are giving them the opportunity to flow out. So I love the fact that in unity that I teach, I believe that all the wisdom and all the guidance in the world is within me, because that guidance and that wisdom is known also as God. And God is within you, and the completeness of God is within you. And it is within me too. And therefore, when I have a situation, just as John did, closing those eyes, shutting out the outside world, knowing that that place within is calm and peace, and that we, that answers will be revealed. Also, I want to also quote again from Mr. Joel Goldsmith, and we have some of his books in our bookstore. He says, In the Living Between Two Worlds, in a section called Opening the Door Leads to Greater Activity and Inner Peace. That door. And that door has to be opened from within. That door has to be opened from within. And we have the opportunity to open it. Mr. Goldsmith says, "The kingdom of God does not deal with something separate and apart from living." Don't you love it? You know, it's not like, here's my Sunday life. Excuse me. And here's my Monday morning life. It's the same. And we don't have to separate our spirituality from our everyday living. The kingdom of God does not deal with something separate and apart from living. The kingdom of God concerns itself with our daily life. It is not meant to take us out of the world, but rather to leave us in the world, separate and apart from negativity. Also, he says, in a section called The Power of Silence, he goes, the greatest power on earth is the power of silence, of silence. Spiritual power cannot be expressed in words or thoughts, nor can it come through words or thoughts, only through silence. When the senses are at rest, can spiritual power be released. Spiritual power means introducing the Spirit of God into the situation, whatever it is. We introduce that Spirit of God not to prove right or wrong, you're right, I'm wrong, you better, no. And then letting the chips fall where they may. I don't know about you, but I'm seeing political signs in yards right now. Are you seeing this too? In your neighborhood, in Golden Valley, we have a mayoral race coming up, and I'm seeing signs already. They don't outnumber the hell signs and the damage from roofs. They don't outnumber those. But I am beginning to see them. And, I just got to do this. I guess I got to do it. But Mr. Butterworth, who you've heard me quote numerous times, Eric Butterworth, he wrote a book, and he wrote it in 1984, and it's called Celebrate Yourself. He wrote this in 1984. He says, when the world around you is in turmoil, you may be confused as where you should stand. When social issues become polarized and politicized, people may demand to know, are you for us or against us? It is important to know that you need not become trapped in divisiveness. You can take a stand for unity. The one thing to be against is the tendency to react in anger and hostility, to give vent to feelings of bias and prejudice. And the important thing is to be for is the way of love. If you are surrounded by any kind of conflict, don't slip back into the black and white concept of right, wrong. And I appreciate someone on our staff who's really helped me with that. Because sometimes it's right, wrong. I want to say, is this right? No, it's both and. We can draw the circle of love big enough for both and to stand in. Both of those mayoral candidates. Both of those presidential candidates. Both. We can surround it and be a center for love. When you become judgmental, no matter what you say you stand for, you are on the side of the problem. Instead, be an active onlooker. Goes on, this is an important insight for truth, the student of truth, especially if it pertains to politics and re-election rhetoric. Now I started meddling, hadn't I, and stopped preaching. So, don't stop short in dealing with the issues by taking merely a political stand. Certainly a vote on the issues is your democratic responsibility. And I teach that we are called to vote. I believe each and every time there's out there, we are called as truth students to be informed and to vote. And don't say that your vote does not count. And if we want a system that is democratic, we must continue to vote. And so, therefore, my dear friends, it's my responsibility to be as informed as possible before I go to the polls. Whoa, God, I did say that, didn't I? Yeah, so don't Don't stop short in dealing with the issues by taking a merely a political stand. Certainly a vote on the issues is your democratic responsibility. However, a consciousness of transcendence is your spiritual responsibility. A consciousness of transcendence is your spiritual responsibility. Yeah. Bless all persons and all parties. I'm going to read that again. Bless all persons. Bless all parties, okay? Meditate on the idea that you are a channel for the expression of the infinite love of God. Feel a flowing forth of love going out in all directions to bless all persons everywhere. And what the world needs is the radiation of your love. And don't delude yourself that the world needs your religion, because it doesn't. Our religion is our life. And they see our religion each and every time we interact with someone else. So, thank you, Mr. Butterworth. And so, I believe also tremendously that as we come together on Sunday morning, it's not red, it's not blue, it's not purple, it's not gay, it's not straight, it's not any of that. When we come together on Sunday morning, we come together in love and we come together in unity. And then we absorb these teachings the best that we know how to absorb them. We absorb them, we try them on, we see if they fit, and then, my dear friends, we take them into the world. We take them into the world. That's what we do. And so, you have an assignment this week. First of all, silence is one of the most important things, most powerful spiritual thing that I can think of. And I appreciate, Reverend Kevin, that extra length of silence this morning in our meditation. But this week, at least three times, spend time in the silence. There's no right way to meditate. Just go spend three times in the silence. We're about prayer, education, and service. Go do that. And then every time you get here on television that something is that you are against, draw the circle bigger. Draw the circle of love bigger and include them in the circle. And then send forth love. We have a spiritual responsibility, and that is to be a radiating center of love. I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence of God and that love within you. And we say thank you, God. Amen.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road. Many times I've cried. Anyway, you a long, long time ago. Don't leave me waiting here. Lead me to your door. But still they lead me back to winding road. You left me standing here a long, long time ago. Don't keep me waiting here. Lead me to your door.
Doesn't that song have a different meaning for you now? Yeah, and when you hear it, you'll think of it differently. Yesterday, I was so blessed. I was able to spend some time in what we call open streets. And I went there for a little over, maybe an hour and a half. I could have stayed out the whole afternoon. I was having so much fun. But our outreach team was there, and we just gently had on that table Daily Word. We had a booklet on grief, a booklet on cancer, a booklet on spirituality, and they were all there just for the taking. We also had this thing, I don't know exactly what it called, but the children dropped the little disc in them, and then we gave away prizes for the children. I had so much fun, and so many people were interested in unity. Of course, our open streets was in North Minneapolis on Broadway. And so it was a wonderful opportunity to interact with a tremendous amount of diverse population there. And you know why we can do that? We can do that because of you. We can do that because of you and how much you love outreach and how much you support it. So thank you very much. If you were there yesterday anyway and supported it, just stand up real quick. I just want to just love you. Yes, 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 yes. So I'm going to invite you to prepare to take your gift in your hand. If you're giving your gift with someone, please hold it together. If it's however, you can also donate electronically at unityminneapolis.org. You can scan the QR code in your bulletin. You can use the offering envelope. You can mail a check. Those of you that are online or in the sanctuary, you can use Venmo as well as PayPal. A lot of ways to give and a lot of ways to support our spiritual community. And I give thanks for yesterday again for the outreach and allowing me to be a part of that. That was great. So let's just take our gift in our hand. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth. We take our gift in our hand, knowing and giving thanks that we truly have the power to bless. And those things that we bless increases in our life. And for that, we are grateful. We give thanks that we know the source. And that source is that divine presence within. As we open the door and allow that presence to be expressed through us into the world. And for that, we are grateful. I'll affirm our offertory blessing, then ask you to affirm it with me, and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I receive and all that I give and all that I am together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I receive, all that I give, and all that I am. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
our usher comes forth, let's just take a moment and bless these gifts. And we bless all of the gifts that's been received in various ways this week. We bless the gifts today. We bless them and send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. So we say thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. Inviting our on-duty energy chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space, and they're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity chaplain. Please remain standing for a moment. Also today, we are in recruitment for our Unity prayer chaplains for next year. So if the idea has ever crossed your mind, I would like to do that, and I'm capable. I don't know if I can. Well, today is the day you get to find out. You know, go explore it. Go explore it near the meditation room, right across the garden court. Some of our prayer chaplains will be there to answer any questions that you may have. I know one thing. It feeds my soul. Each and every time I pray with someone, I am praying for myself as well. So let's applaud our prayer chaplains. Thank you very much. Thank you, and please be seated. I'm excited about next week as we close this series. We have someone coming that will be speaking on the platform next week. You don't want to miss him. His name is Reverend Shad Groverland. Reverend Groverland, his wife, will be with us. He is the CEO and president of Unity Worldwide Ministries. So you want to come and hear this young man. He's a dynamic, powerful speaker. And I just thought, what a way, Laurie, for us to close. I think he heard about us and called and said, I want to be there. You know, so you don't want to miss him. And so also today, I have a message. We have a message from Sherry Zitloff. Sherry Zitloff has served as the chair of our finance committee, which works directly with our board of trustees. She has served in this position for many years. Almost said, I know 17.
many years. I thought it was interesting that our financial update landed on the lesson titled The Long and Winding Road. It was pretty good.
You're pretty good.
So as you leave the sanctuary today, you're going to get a little half sheet of paper. And it's got two pieces of information on there. The bottom section talks about where we are at today in the capital campaign. And we are right where we need to be. Our commitments were three-year commitments, and we are not at the end of the first year, and we're right where we need to be. So thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. You know, that demonstrates the prosperity consciousness of this congregation. That leads me into the second section on this little piece of paper, and that's where we are in our operating budget today. So our operating budget are those expenses that we have to run the church day to day, week to week, pay the salaries, pay the musicians, keep the lights on, air conditioning, heat in the winter, plowing the parking lot, all the expenses. And we fund those expenses from your love offerings. And we put a budget in place each year of what we anticipate the love offerings will be. And then we build the expenses around how much we anticipate the church will receive. Unfortunately, we're falling short of that love offering budget this year. And we have ways to mitigate that shortfall. Our staff has been diligent in saving wherever they can, cutting expenses, and pulling back where we can, and still provide this wonderful worship experience each Sunday morning. What I'm asking you to do now is to reach into your heart and see where you are at financially, and if you can, consider prayerfully helping us close that gap a little bit. On the bottom line, we're running about $25,000 short year to date, and you'll see that on the analysis. But if you can help us close that gap just a bit, it will be a very wonderful thing for our church and our community. And that's what I have.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Let's appreciate that. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you for presenting that. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we have children out there. Let's stand and let's bring our children in.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light.
First, I want to give a special shout out to all the Unitines and YOU who came back after spending Friday night into Saturday here for the lock-in. So I think there were 9 folks, and we have a, you want to wave your hand if you were here Friday night? Yeah?
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa.
That's just one of the many things we do to build community in our youth and family ministry. Another thing we do is invite folks to come check out our space. So after service, so head on upstairs, and you're welcome to walk around the youth and family classrooms, meet some of our volunteers, and hear about what makes our youth and family ministry program special. So we invite you to come join us for that.
Let's appreciate our volunteers here. Thank you. One other piece of information you might want to know. Get close to me.
Maybe I can talk into his mic.
Yes, yes.
This evening at 7 p.m., we are going to roll out our brand new labyrinth out in the parking lot with candlelight, and we're going to celebrate and meditate the autumn equinox. Eden Bodner and Carol Ives and I will be there. We invite you to come and join us. It's going to be a beautiful evening meditation. Walking the labyrinth is amazing. 7 o'clock tonight. Weather is permitting, so we will be on the patio tonight. Come join us. Thank you.
This is wonderful, wonderful. It was wonderful, and you know, your assignment was to spend 3 times in the silence. Come tonight and check it off, one, okay? Let's know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that, and speak to at least three people you don't know. Do you hear me? Because I guarantee you, you don't know 3 people in this sanctuary. So speak to them, okay? Let's do this together one more time. Okay, together. The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is swell.
With God as our time.